Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in! Right, so we're starting off today with some proper unexpected tea, and I'm talking about Jim Belushi. Yes, that Jim Belushi. Now, girl, when I tell you this man has completely transformed his life, I am not joking. So apparently, our boy Jim has got himself a whole entire ranch up in Oregon, and he's calling it his spiritual sanctuary. I'm screaming because when I think of Jim Belushi, spiritual sanctuary is not the first thing that comes to mind, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so get this. This man has got a proper sweat lodge on his property. A sweat lodge? Like, we're talking full Native American spiritual ceremonies and everything. And there's cattle just roaming around everywhere like he's some sort of cowboy guru situation. The audacity of this transformation. He's out here hosting this show called K9 PD with Jim Belushi on A&E. But apparently when the cameras stop rolling, he's up in Oregon living his best meditation life with cows and spiritual cleansing. I mean, good for him though. Like, honestly, if I had the money to buy a whole ranch and just vibe with some cattle while getting my chakras aligned, I probably would too. But Jim Belushi as a spiritual guide was not on my 2024 bingo card. I'll tell you that much. Moving on to some art world drama, because apparently even the bougie gallery scene has its moments of absolute failure, and I am here for it. So Larry Gagosian, and if you don't know who that is, girl, he's basically the art dealer. Like when celebrities want to buy million-dollar paintings, they go to this man. He's got galleries everywhere, and he's basically the king of the art world. But, and this is where it gets juicy. Back in 2016, this man thought he was going to conquer San Francisco. He opened this whole gallery right near the SF MoMA, probably spent millions on this space, got everything all set up, had his grand opening, and, girl, nobody showed up. I am dying, the audacity of San Francisco just completely ignoring Larry Gagosian. He's out here admitting that the timing was completely off, and honestly, I respect him for owning up to it. But can you imagine? You're Larry Bloody Gagosian, you've got galleries in New York, London, Paris, everywhere that matters. And then San Francisco just says, no thank you, we're good. The secondhand embarrassment I'm feeling right now. Although, I mean San Francisco in 2016 was probably too busy with tech bros and overpriced coffee to care about fancy art galleries, so maybe it wasn't entirely his fault. But still. When you're used to having Beyonce and Leonardo DiCaprio buying your art, having nobody show up to your gallery opening must have been absolutely devastating. Poor Larry. Although I'm sure he's crying into his millions of dollars, so I don't feel that bad for him. Now, girl, let me tell you about The Masked Singer, because we finally have our season 14 winner, and it's giving me life. So Galaxy Girl has been absolutely serving all season long, right? This cosmic queen has been blasting through every single performance. And honestly, I called it from like episode 3. The vocals were just too good. Okay, so the big reveal happens. And when I tell you I was not ready. The pop star behind Galaxy Girl's mask was over the moon. Literally, because her costume was space themed, get it? But seriously, the way she's been keeping this secret all season while serving us intergalactic vocals and choreography? The talent. I love The Masked Singer because you never know who's going to be under these absolutely ridiculous costumes. Like you could have a Grammy winner dressed up as a giant hamburger or a Broadway legend pretending to be a dancing flower. It's completely mental and I'm obsessed with it. And Galaxy Girl earned that crown, honestly. The consistency, the stage presence, the way she completely transformed into this character. Chef's kiss. The fact that they managed to keep the identity secret until the very end is impressive, too, because you know how hard it is to keep anything quiet in Hollywood these days. Somebody always spills the tea before the big reveal, but not this time. But now we need to talk about some proper drama, and honey, Howie Mandel is serving it up. So apparently, our boy Howie had himself a little heated exchange with Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos on their show, and girl, the aftermath is messy. So here's what happened. Howie was on live with Kelly and Mark, right? And apparently, Kelly and Mark made some comments about his appearance. Now, we don't know exactly what they said, but it was enough to make Howie visibly uncomfortable on air. Like, you could see that he was not having it. The audacity of commenting on someone's appearance on live television. I mean, come on! So what does Howie do? He apologizes afterward. He actually apologized for getting upset about them commenting on how he looks. But now, and this is where it gets spicy, he's saying he regrets that apology. Girl, the plot thickens! I am living for this because honestly, Howie was probably right to be upset in the first place. Like, you don't comment on people's appearance, especially not on live television where millions of people are watching. That's just basic manners, isn't it? And the fact that he felt pressured to apologize afterward just shows how messed up the whole situation was. But him coming out now and saying he regrets apologizing? The drama! Like, imagine Kelly and Mark watching this and realizing that not only is Howie still upset about it, but he's out here telling everyone that he shouldn't have apologized in the first place. That's some next-level passive-aggressive energy, and honestly, I'm kinda here for it. The whole thing just shows how weird these celebrity dynamics can get. Like, you've got three people who've all been in the industry for years, they probably see each other at industry events all the time, and now there's this whole awkward tension because someone couldn't keep their comments about appearances to themselves. And poor Howie's probably been overthinking this whole thing for months. Like, you know he's been lying awake at night thinking, why did I apologize for being upset about something that was genuinely upsetting? The mental gymnastics that celebrities must go through after these awkward on-air moments? I can't even imagine. The thing is, when you're doing live television, everything is so much more intense because you can't take it back. If someone says something that upsets you, you've got to deal with it. Right there in the moment, while cameras are rolling and everyone's watching. There's no, let's cut and do that again. It's just raw and awkward and uncomfortable for everyone involved. But honestly, good for Howie for standing his ground now. Sometimes you need time to process what happened and realize that actually, no, you weren't wrong to be upset about that. The fact that he's willing to publicly say he regrets apologizing shows that he's really thought about it and decided that his initial reaction was the right one. I just hope this doesn't create some long-term beef between them because honestly, life's too short and Hollywood's too small for people to be holding grudges over appearance comments. But at the same time, maybe this will make people think twice before they make unnecessary remarks about how someone looks on live television. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl.